This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Thousands of President Donald Trump's supporters marched through downtown Washington on Saturday to back his unsubstantiated claims of election fraud. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
The president set out for his Virginia golf club, but after leaving the White House, took a spin past nearby Freedom Plaza, where thousands of Trump loyalists had gathered to protest the election result a week after the race was called for President-elect Joe Biden. President Trump persists with complaints about the voting, even though a broad coalition of top government and industry officials has declared the 2020 election the most secure in American history, saying the November 3rd voting and the following count unfolded smoothly, with no more than the usual minor hiccups. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President-elect Biden is expected to take the history-making step of selecting a woman to be the head of the Pentagon. The president-elect and his wife Jill Biden took a bike ride through Delaware's Henlopen State Park on Saturday morning, along with her Secret Service detail. When reporters along the route asked the president-elect whether he had some ideas of his future cabinet members, he said yes.
You're any closer to making a cabinet decision?
Yes.
U.S. officials and political insiders say Secretary of Defense may be one position that's close, and it's likely to go to Michelle Flournoy. She's a Pentagon veteran, having served multiple roles beginning in the 1990s, most recently as the Undersecretary for Policy from 2009 to 2012. She's considered a political moderate, which would likely ensure wide bipartisan support in a position that requires Senate confirmation. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. At least three rockets were fired at Eritrea's capital from Ethiopia on Saturday night, a major escalation of a conflict pitting Ethiopian government troops against rebellious local forces in the Tigray region. According to diplomatic sources, at least two of the rockets hit Asmara Airport. Officials on both sides could not be reached because communications is down in both Tigray and Eritrea. Tigray's leader said earlier this week that Eritrea had sent troops over the border in support of Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's forces, something that Eritrea has denied. Abiy launched a military campaign against Tigray's leaders last week after accusing them of attacking federal troops based in the northern region that borders Eritrea and Sudan. Armenia's National Security Service said Saturday it prevented an assassination attempt on Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan and the seizure of power by a group of former officials. The NSS said its former head, Artur Vanyetsyan, the former head of the Republican Party parliamentary faction, and a former war volunteer are under arrest. The NSS said the men were planning to assassinate the prime minister and to replace him with a candidate of their choosing. Pashinyan has come under increased pressure with thousands of demonstrators protesting since Tuesday and demanding he resign over a ceasefire that secured territorial advances for Azerbaijan in the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region after 6 weeks of fighting. Several thousand protesters gathered outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's official residence on Saturday night in what has become a weekly gathering calling for the Israeli leader to resign. Protesters have been demonstrating for 5 months, saying Netanyahu is unfit to lead while he is on trial for corruption charges and because of his handling of the coronavirus crisis. The prime minister dismisses the protesters as anarchists and leftists. Egyptian antiquities officials have announced the discovery of at least 100 ancient coffins, some of which had mummies inside. Egypt's tourism and antiquities minister Khalid El Anani told a news conference the discovered items date back to the Ptolemaic dynasty that ruled Egypt for nearly 300 years, from around 320 BC to about 30 BC.
The number of the coffins that we found, we took about more than 100 coffins, which is something really very important. Number two, the standard of living, high-ranked people.
Colorful sealed sarcophagi and statues that were buried more than 2,500 years ago were displayed in a makeshift exhibit at the famed Step Pyramid in Saqqara. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA. And more.